talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Yeah, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out.
Good morning, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah to everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Santa Claus is Coming to Town by The Boss, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up February 2nd through the 4th, 2024, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Realtor Victoria Selinger with Island House Real Estate. Also, Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. And then finally, Chip Tovey with Palmetto Exterminators. Well, hopefully you've gotten all your shopping wrapped up. This, I imagine, there's going to be some last-minute shoppers today and tomorrow. And then we've got Christmas on Monday. But the team at Charleston Home and Design Magazine is already looking ahead to 2024. We just put the winter 2024 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine to bed, meaning we sent it off to the printer Thursday. This past Thursday, a couple days ago, and it looks great. And congratulations to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine team for doing such a great job. I think everyone will be very pleased when they see the winter issue. It's our kitchen issue. We've got several other features inside, including a feature on interior designers called Interior Designer Stories. We have our color forecast, paint color forecast for 2024. And we also have our swimming pool feature. And we used to do the swimming pool feature in our summer issue. Kind of makes sense, right? But swimming pool construction has just skyrocketed. And we moved it to winter a few years ago so that people could see some of the great pool designs in Charleston Home and Design Magazine and contact those local swimming pool companies about getting a project done in time for summer. So it's going to be a great issue. We're looking forward to it. We're also looking forward to the Charleston Home and Design Show, as I mentioned, coming up February 2nd through the 4th. And we've got some great things planned for you. Free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. We've got a special celebrity designer room that was designed by the ladies at Stripe Lemon Design. Lots of really, really good things, and you can win a $2,000 shopping spree to Siwa Furniture and Design. Well, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a great New Year. And joining us now is Victoria Selinger, realtor with Island House Real Estate. How are you, Victoria?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Just fine. Thank you. Victoria, take a moment and tell everyone about Island House Real Estate.
So Island House Real Estate is a team that I most recently joined. It consists of an amazing, hardworking group of girls. our broker is Trisha Peterson. She is based on Daniel Island, which is an awesome waterfront community close to the Wando River. But she is actually opening an office downtown, which we're really excited about.
Excellent.
It is a boutique residential and commercial real estate firm.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. And I understand, Victoria, that you just recently joined the Island House real estate team.
I did, and I'm super excited about it. I am a full-time teacher. I work with the Philip Simmons School District, Philip Simmons Schools, and I most recently just joined the Island House real estate team. I'm coming from New York, where I started with my real estate license, and I most recently transferred over to Island House Real Estate because I wanted to focus more on my real estate career and helping teachers and first-time home buyers find their perfect home.
Very good. Excellent. And what led you to go into the real estate field?
Well, with teaching, I found that I had some extra time. I get off of work around 3 o'clock, so I wanted to do something exciting, and I loved being able to venture through Charleston and see the different communities, and I figured what better way to do that than to get into real estate. It's also a great way to meet people and make connections, so I love helping new families and first-time home buyers and my other teacher friends and family find their perfect home, and it also shows me different areas that I haven't seen before or haven't had the chance to see, and it also gives me ideas of what I would like to see in my own personal house. I love going into homes and seeing the different architecture and the decor. So it's a fun little world that I like to explore.
Excellent. And I understand interest rates have gone down a little bit from the highs that we experienced in the last 6 months or so. So is this a good time to look at buying a home?
Absolutely. Now is the perfect time to buy. Because interest rates are going down, home prices are likely to go up. So what we like to say is you marry the house and you date the rate. So what you want to do is you want to get into your perfect home now and then be able to refinance when those rates drop down again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I recall back in the 90s when I was in radio, we put on a series of workshops for first time home buyers, and this was right around the time that the Charleston Navy base was closing. I remember talking to a real estate agent at that time, and he said, you know, in my experience, the coast never suffers. People are always looking to move to the coast, and that certainly has taken place. And so I doubt there's going to be any less demand to move to Charleston, which is going to keep those home prices rising, right?
Tim, I don't want to make you feel old. I was actually born in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in 93. But no, the coast is definitely the perfect place to be. Coming from Long Island, New York, and venturing down here to Charleston, South Carolina, it is the best of both worlds. I live over in the Wando area, but I am about 15, 20 minutes from downtown and then 15, 20 minutes to Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms. It's breathtaking. The weather is so nice here in South Carolina. You're always outside with your dog or your children. And being by the water is beautiful. People are definitely buying their second homes, investment homes here. People are traveling down because of the weather. And buying on the coast is definitely something to look at if you're looking to purchase a second home, if you're coming from up north and, you know, want the lighter winters here. It is never a bad idea to purchase Charleston.
And you can always refinance when the rates get lower.
Yeah, absolutely. They are, your payments now are not set in stone. It is smarter to buy now, to purchase now at these purchase prices before the rates drop and people decide to raise the price of their home. You could always refinance.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Island House Real Estate in general and Victoria, and you, Victoria, specifically?
Well, we do have a website. It is islandhouserealestate.com, where you can see more about our brokerage and the amazing females that I work with. You can also send me an email at victoria@islandhouserealestate.com, and I would be happy to help.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Realtor Victoria Seelinger with Island House Real Estate, and you can always find Island House Real Estate within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Thank you so much, Tim.
And joining us now is Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. How are you, Jared?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Jared, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot there. We're a company that started a little over 20 years ago by Med Box. And if you're from the Charleston area, the Box family's been around for literally generations. And his dad owned an automobile service center right up here off of Rivers. And that's where our heating and air conditioning and plumbing shop is now. And so, yeah, Med started this thing a little over 20 years ago and has been servicing the whole Charleston metro area for their HVAC systems.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Well, what is it about Fix It 24/7 that makes you folks different from other HVAC heating and air companies?
Yeah, that's a funny question, right? Because, you know, there's plenty of people out there that do good work and good service. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't care quite as much. I grew up in this industry. I'm 46. I started when I was 12 years old, believe it or not. And so I have a deep conviction for, you know, the care side of things for customers, as well as the technical side of things for air conditioning systems. And, you know, like any industry, some people can be in it for different reasons, different motives. And that comes down to core beliefs and the culture of the company. And so in the past several decades, I would just say there's a good amount of people that maybe they prefer the money and the profit side of it compared to the care side of it. Some people get that balance correct and some people don't. So, you know, we just make sure that we do a lot of things the way Med always did them. Some things that he did automatically, we've put into writing. You know, our guarantees for our services are in writing, and we want everybody 100% satisfied. And we don't just say that. That is an inactuality. So that's a big part of it. And then also, you know, when we go out and do maintenance on systems, that's probably one of the biggest things that sets us apart, is that this industry, for the most part, you know, does have tune-ups or maintenance calls for systems. But a lot of techs and a lot of companies are really more interested in the repair call or the replacement, which we are too. I mean, those are two things that absolutely have to be done in our market. And so so we definitely focus on those things, but we do a lot of maintenance, and we just really feel like, just like when you drive your car and you need to get that oil change, we know that air conditioners need that. Dirt is the number one killer of an air conditioner. It's pretty simple. And usually they're out of sight, out of mind, you know, that indoor units under the house or up in the attic, that outdoor units in the backyard somewhere, and you weed eat around it and that's about it. But they really need to be maintained. They work really hard here in Charleston. And so we're super serious about our tune-ups. And we don't just come in for 20 and 30 minutes and, you know, change the filter and tell you it's good to go. We literally take that system apart and clean parts in those systems that haven't been cleaned for 5, 6, 10, 15 years sometimes. And the stuff we find is pretty nasty. So I would say that sets us apart. We guarantee to do an actual full tune-up when we're out at people's houses, not just come out and look for a repair or look for something to sell you. We're very passionate about the tune-up side of things.
And the and what does Fix It 24/7 charge for that visit, that first visit to clean and tune up a system?
Sure. Yeah, that tune-up for any first time homeowner that calls in is actually just $39. We know that if we get out to your house and you see what we do for $39, that you're probably going to become one of our club members. You're probably going to want us out there a couple times a year to keep it that clean and keep it running that efficient. So we run that special, especially when we're not busy. You know, in these curb months, spring and fall, it's a perfect time to make sure that, you know, you're keeping everything clean. You really don't want to look for a tune-up in the middle of July when it's broken, because everybody's busy, right? Everybody's a week out, a week behind. So while nobody really wants to think about their air conditioner breaking or have somebody out, right? I mean, it's the last thing you need is one more thing on your list of things to do this week. It's just one of those deals where, man, get it done now rather than have to wait a week with it broken, and maybe even just over something simple that could have been caught on a tune-up in the spring.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned club members. What's involved? Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Yeah, we have a club membership that goes like by per system in the house, and it's an air conditioning and plumbing club membership because we have a plumbing department as well. And so what that includes is for that air conditioning system, we come out twice a year and do that same full tune-up. You know, we don't just say, well, it was cleaned a year ago, don't even bother looking at it. Like, we keep it clean. You know, you don't want to just wait till something's incredibly dirty to clean it. You want to keep it clean. Even just a fraction of an inch of dirt on a coil can reduce its efficiency by 10 or 20%. So you want to keep it clean, not just grimy, but actually clean. And so we'll come out twice a year and do that tune-up. And then we also, if anything is ever needed, either on that tune-up or in between those tune-ups, any type of repair or modification that you need to your air conditioner or want, you get a discount on repairs for that. And then for the plumbing, we come out once a year and do a maintenance on the plumbing system in the house. Now, a lot of people would say, what's there to maintain? You know, there's nothing running or there's no like moving parts. It's just a plumbing system. But it's one of the, it'd be kind of funny to call it an appliance, but the plumbing system in your house in reality is, right? Like, it's a system. It was engineered. It needs to operate properly. It needs to be cleaned out. It needs to make sure that it doesn't have any leaks you don't know about. So we actually do that once a year for our club members, where we stop by the house, maintain the plumbing, look over everything, make sure there's no leaks they don't know about, you know, clean aerators and faucets, all the stuff that, you know, you kind of didn't even know you wanted, but you liked that you had. And then we also flush out the water heater, whether that's a tankless or a tanked water heater, we flush those out. And the reason for that is either of those style of water heaters can end up with a lot of buildup in there, especially with our water here around Charleston. There's a lot of minerals in the water. So those minerals build up, and then that water heater just has to work harder. It's kind of like having a dirty air conditioner. It has to work harder. And this is just all dirty on the inside. So, you know, that water heater's, you might notice that your water heater doesn't quite heat up as fast as it used to, or it doesn't seem like it has the capacity that it used to. And some of that can literally just be because there's so much buildup inside of those water heaters. And manufacturers recommend them doing that yearly. But, you know, most people don't do them. Again, it's out of sight, out of mind. The water's hot when I turn the faucet on, so I have nothing to worry about. But, you know, the more you maintain them, the less they'll break. And so you might end up with spending a little money on maintenance, but not having some catastrophic failure that costs you a lot of money.
When you say, when you're referring to the water heaters, are you referring to tankless water heaters or the regular tank kind that need to be, need some regular maintenance?
Yeah, that could be either. So it could be an electric water heater that has a tank. It could be a gas water heater with a tank. Those are, you know, two different styles, two different applications. You know, they require two different types of service to them, but then also on the tankless as well. Tankless, you know, well, they don't have a tank, but they do have a heat exchanger that has, I guess you'd just say, really small ports for the water to flow through. And so as those ports develop and accumulate mineral deposits, those ports get smaller and smaller. Kind of imagine a straw getting smaller and smaller on the inside. And so you won't get as much hot water through. They'll restrict the water pressure. And, you know, you'll say, well, man, the water's hot. I don't know what's going on. And it really might just need to be get flushed out. And those tankless get flushed out with like a solvent. Not as easy as just draining it out. You literally hook a pump system to it with a solvent. And it's pretty wild because, you know, the solvent should come back out the color that it goes in. But on the ones that haven't been maintained, it comes out pretty nasty color. And we just get those things as clean as we can, so they're efficient again, give you the capacity that you need again, and they'll last longer.
Gotcha. So Fix It 24/7 is what you folks you mentioned have come in with some other investors and so forth, and have really introduced a kind of a new way of presenting how heating and air conditioning and plumbing is performed here in the Charleston area. How did the existing staff take to some of these new changes that you implemented?
Yeah. So yeah, as I said earlier, Med started the business 20 plus years ago, and I started working with Med a year to a year and a half ago here, up here in North Charleston. And, you know, his desire just to be the best company in town. And as we put our heads together between me and him and his sons, Rudy and Trevor, who work in the business, we decided that, you know, it's going to take a lot to grow in this market and really provide the things employees need to feel really good about where they work, and then provide the level of service for customers. We were just going to need some additional investment into that. So we partnered with an old friend of mine, actually I've known for about 20 years, and did that right around September 1st is when we started with that. And so that was a big change. You know, we wanted to add plumbing. The number of phone calls we would get from people that would say, "Hey, do you know a plumber?" You know, at some point you just go, "Well, let's do this. Let's do a plumbing department." And I have a plumbing and air conditioning background as well as an electrical background. So that all fit together. So we decided to rebrand to get out of the white van club, so to speak, and to change our brand to include plumbing. We like the Fix-It brand. We like what it says. And my buddy's company that did the investment, he's a Fix-It company out of actually Denver. And so, yeah, we started working with that on 9/1, and that's a big change. We had about 22 employees at the time, and one or two of those just remember that.
No problem.
So all of that started on September 1st. We rebranded with, you know, the plumbing included in our services as well. And we have grown from those 20 plus employees to really close to about 40 now. I think we're about 38 employees. And those include, you know, more people in the call center so we can answer the calls when they come in, and more technicians in the field, and more people to do these tune-ups, more people to do any type of replacements or installation work that needs to be done, more warehouse management to take care of the logistics on parts. So, yeah, we had our existing team, I guess you'd say, that we brought through that shift. And, you know, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of, you know, hey, where are we going, and what's it going to look like? And that's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. But, you know, I come from heating and air, and I come from plumbing, and I come from electrical, and I've worked with dozens and dozens of companies over the years back when I did consulting. And it really comes down to one thing. I mean, the heating and air side's pretty easy. The plumbing side's pretty easy. It really comes down to the people, like who's on the bus. You know, do you treat them well? Do they trust you? Do you trust them? And I tell the team here all the time, like, you guys are going to get a year or 2 years or 5 or 10 years down the road. When you're a little older like me, you're going to look back and go, oh, that whole thing had nothing to do with air conditioning. Like, that whole thing had to do with me growing up and me developing into a better grown up for my wife or my husband and kids and my neighbors. And so that's really where we put a lot of our focus, is really in personal development, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's the technical side of our trades, but I mean, everybody does that part. So for us, it's really like, hey, who are the best people to have on the team that are going to treat our customers with respect, that go out there every day wanting to be a hero, not just wanting to collect a paycheck. And so I won't lie, it's a lot of work to you know, rebrand and start leading a team, and then add a bunch of people to that team in a short amount of time. But we just spend a lot of time together. We have company breakfasts with no, you know, agenda, no business agenda. We do our best to eat lunch together when we can. We're, you know, different guys are in the field with the other guys, and, you know, no conversations off the table. We talk about everything. I'm more of a leader that says, hey, here's where we're going, rather than it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. And so it's a family. And so I think that's helped a lot, you know, just develop us into the team that we are now in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I remember you when we first met, you were telling me a story about when you first introduced yourself to the existing staff and you were telling them about some of the changes. And heating and air companies are famous for I guess training their technicians to not just do the technical job of fixing and or installing the equipment, but also to do some selling on top of that, and trying to convince the homeowner to change out a system or what have you. And talk about how what you mentioned to me about when the reaction of your staff when they said, so you just want us to go out and do what we're trained to do to fix and install these systems, not sell.
Yeah. And this is, that kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier about, there's just a certain, I guess you could call it a bad habit, or probably more of a business strategy out there that's developed or evolved over the last 20, 30 years, which is, you know, do a bunch of tune-ups, but don't spend any time on ones that aren't replacement opportunities. So, you know, a homeowner, and I always think of ethics and, you know, what somebody's assuming they're getting versus what they're getting. And so, you know, if a homeowner says, okay, I want a $39 tune-up, and then all a company does is go out there, and if it's 4 years old, it's not a replacement opportunity. And so I'm only going to spend 10 minutes on it, you know, get me to another call that's a replacement opportunity. So unfortunately, there's a, not every company for sure, but there's a good amount of people out there that has become almost like ethical in this business. And I read a book years ago called There's No Such Thing as Business Ethics. And it struck me because I saw it in the airport and I was like, oh man, what the heck does this thing even mean? But the whole point was, there's no such thing as business ethics. There's just ethics. And so coming from the trade, I have a deep conviction that if you're going to tell somebody, you're going to come out to, you know, diagnose the problem with the system or come out and tune up the system, well, then that's what you're coming out there to do. So if you come out there and it's 15 years old and not running well, you don't just say, hey, why would I even waste my time tuning up your system? You just need a new one. Well, you don't know that person's finances. You don't know what they really need in their life. That's none of your business. That's the homeowner's business, right? And so we just always say, do what you came there to do. So I was going over some of those things with the technicians that are here and been here a long time. And I just said, hey, you know, for, you know, we've been doing these tune-ups for, you know, X amount of dollars for a long time, but we're going to do them for an introductory rate, but we're still going to do the whole tune-up. And I was just explaining things to them. And, you know, a lot of these guys have worked in the industry for a while in Charleston and other areas. And when I got done telling them what we would do on every tune-up, no matter what, they literally looked at me and said, so like, we're the guys that are going to actually do it. And I said, well, that's a good way of putting it. And their point was, they said, so you're going to give us as much time as we need to do an amazing job on these tune-ups. And I said, absolutely. And so, you know, there's that thing where unintentionally they've learned, you know, at different companies, like, hey, this is what we're doing. We're really just putting out a big net. And the ones that aren't replacement opportunities, just skip through those real quick and get to one that's a replacement opportunity. And again, this is not every company, but it does run rampant out there. And what's sad about that is the ethical side, the care side, is you as a homeowner, you did what really you should do. You called a company, you asked them to come and maintain your system. They came out, you don't know what they're doing, right? So you assume they're doing whatever it is they do. And they're gone a half an hour later. For all you know, they were on TikTok for 20 minutes of it, and you didn't get anything cleaned or anything taken apart. So we clean the coils, we pull the whole blower assembly out, which is not fun, by the way, but we pull the whole blower assembly out, clean the blower wheel, clean that blower motor off so that it doesn't have that dirt and grease all over it. Because if there's dirt all over it, it's going to run hotter. It's going to fail sooner. It's not going to last as long. It's going to cost you, hundreds of dollars way sooner than it needs to. Cleaning the blower wheel itself makes sure that that it's blowing the amount of air that needs to be blown. If a blower wheel is dirty, it won't blow as much air as it needs. So, you know, as that thing gets older and you're like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to run like it used to. You're right. Probably just because it's dirty. It's pretty simple. So, you know, a typical tune-up for us will last anywhere from an hour or two, depending on access to the system and, you know, what type of system it is, getting it apart and cleaning it. Some are more complicated than others. But there's no way to do a good tune-up on a system, you know, in 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's just too much to do. So even though we might go out and do that for $39, it probably costs us $150 to $200 with, you know, labor and gas and insurance and overhead and all those things. And some people, that's all they need. They need a $39 tune-up. Some people, there'll be a part that, you know what, it's bad or has been bad, or there'll be a drain that has been clogged for a long time that needs to be rerun. I mean, there's lots of things that can be found, but my guys like it because, hey, just go out there and do the thing and tell them exactly what's going on with their system. And if they need a repair or want a repair, let them buy it. But I always just said, educate and let people buy if they want it. Mm-hmm. So it takes them out of that salesperson seat. My guys, our technicians aren't allowed to sell systems. They don't sell replacement systems.
That's interesting because and I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians in particular, because they have to know so many different trades, right? They have to know electrical. They have to know there's some plumbing aspects that go into a system to and then they also need to know the mechanical end of what's involved with repairing and installing a new the heating and air system. So to you know, that's enough for any one person to have to concentrate on, and then to pressure them to also have to do some selling on top of that is not ideal. And some of these technicians, there's a reason they're not in sales. You know, they prefer to work with their hands, and they're good at that. And so that must be a breath of fresh air for the staff at Fix-It 24/7 to not have that pressure of having to close deals in addition to doing the repairs.
That's right. And, you know, again, we're techs. Like, I'm still a technician. I just don't work on air conditioners. I work on people and companies and budgets and marketing. You know, I still am looking for, hey, what's working, what's not working, and how do we fix it? And so that's how we're wired. And the last thing most any of us want to do is even talk about the money side of things. I always remember saying, man, wouldn't it be neat if we were just like funded and we just went out and did this for free? We found what was wrong at your house. We fixed the whole thing. We didn't have to talk about the money side of it. It would be a blast. So what they get to do is, you know, go out and whether it's diagnosing a broken system or tuning up a system that's, you know, running, is go out, do what they came out there to do, do a full diagnostic on it. Because in my mind, you know, what that means to me is, okay, if I'm driving to California next week, I'm probably going to take my car to a mechanic that I trust and say, hey, change the oil, rotate the tires. And if you see anything that's going to leave me broken down in like Nebraska, tell me now. And I can decide whether I want to risk it or I want to go ahead and fix it. And so that's what our guys do is, you know, when they're in there, obviously, if they notice something that's not right, they should bring it to your attention. But they're not just going to fix it and bill you. You know, they're going to say, hey, here's this thing here. It's 100% broken. You need to do this. Or, hey, there's this part. It's about half worn out. It might make it through the summer. It might make it 3 years. But if you want, we can go ahead and be proactive and fix it, or just leave it. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. So that's really what they do. And in my mind, that's not selling. That's literally doing your job as a tech. It would be worse to be so scared to bring up any repairs that you, Tim, think everything's great. The guy was just here and he was too scared to bring up that, you know, your blower motor was about to go out, or, you know, you had a bad capacitor or your thermostat was on the fritz. You would rather know that and be allowed to say, I want to fix it or I don't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. So,
yep, that's true. A couple more questions. We're almost out of time, but, I did want to mention my experience. We had, fix it 24/7 out to our home recently, and a couple of observations that I wanted to share. Number one, there was a gas line that when the house was built in 2009, they installed the part where the gas line was capped off was galvanized, and galvanized steel will rust and eventually give way. And every now and then I would catch a whiff of natural gas and wonder what that. Sometimes you hear that, like when the compressor outside is kicking, or smell it when the compressor kicks on. But the technician for Fix It 24/7 found the leak, and the holes in this gas line were not like pinholes. They were big, and who knows, you know, how dangerous that could have been, and how much money was being wasted. The system was pumping out cool air, but one of the blower motors was not operating up to capacity, and it was just kind of spinning very slowly. And it was fine in the springtime when the temperatures aren't that hot, but we would have definitely noticed it once things you know, really heated up for summer. So you folks are actually coming out came out last week to repair that, to replace the blower motor. So I don't know. We I was very impressed. And my wife was too, that, and believe it or not, we had worked with MedBox with the, with his company that you're involved with now, and his technicians had been out to our house previously, so they were familiar with the system. So that was it was a very good experience, and I just wanted to mention that about that.
That's awesome.
But back to the questions, is there anything that a homeowner can do to help maintain their system on their own? Like maybe most of these systems might be on like a wooden stand or something like that. Should they keep the grass trimmed around it, or is there anything that you can suggest that they do to help extend the life of their equipment?
Absolutely. And some of them are the simplest things. You know, everybody knows to change their filter, and, you know, people will call in here with a problem, and sometimes we'll say, yeah, when's the last time you changed your filter? Oh yeah, I keep that filter. I keep that filter clean, man. I'm nuts about that. And then you go out to their house and they'll have like a filter that looks like it's been in there since 1962, you know? So, you know, we're back to that same thing. It's really not that complicated. Keep it clean. Like, keep that filter clean. Sometimes you have filters, you know, in the intake grill in the house. Sometimes there's just a filter at the actual unit, the indoor unit itself. But either way, make sure that's clean, and cleaner the better. So don't worry about, well, this one's not super clogged yet, you know? Okay, well, you're going to save $5 or $10 by getting an extra month out of that filter. But what's it costing you on your electric bill, because that poor air conditioner can barely breathe? You know, it's like running a marathon, you know, with a, you know, breathing through a straw in the summertime. So, you know, if the one you have in there is a little dirty, well, replace it. It's time to go, because the dirtier it gets, the less air that can come through that thing. And if that thing's restricted, you're already paying for a new filter on your electric bill. The second thing would be kind of like what you just mentioned, that outdoor unit. So the same thing, that outdoor unit needs to get air drawing through it. It's designed to have 100%, you know, of its capacity of air to go through that unit. So if there's, you know, some lawn chairs leaned up against the side of it, or yeah, you've got long grass that's come up around, or you think you're super cool and you're going to build this little tight, you know, cabinet or fencing thing around that outside unit to hide it from the road, but you put it too close to it and it can't breathe, it's not going to work well. It's going to run hot. It's going to cause a lot more electricity to be used. You'll be overpaying on that utility bill, and it could really, you could end up with some catastrophic failure because that system is designed to draw a certain amount of air through it. So yeah, just making sure that filter's clean. The other thing for inside would be, sometimes people will put furniture, you know, in front of one of those intake grills. And it's the same thing. You've just blocked off all or half or a third of the air that that indoor unit's trying to get through it. So you just, you got to let it breathe. Simple, but it's what we see the most is dirty filters, a bunch of registers shut off because we only want to cool this one room. Well, that's not how that works. That system was designed to cool the house. So if you shut off 10 of 13 registers, you know, it's literally like breathing through a straw. How well would you be able to run the marathon breathing through a straw, right?
Yeah, that's true. Do you recommend the 1 month filters or the ones that can last 3 months or the kind that are kind of pleated and look, they're more expensive, a little more heavy duty type filters?
It really depends on the application. And I say that because, you know, if you already have limited filter space, you know, let's say it's a 20 by 20 and you know, that's limited for your sized system. So it's a little bit subjective. You could put something in there that's too restrictive. So you got to be careful of that. But if you have a, you know, several filters and you put some of those pleated ones in, obviously the ones with the higher MERV rating are going to, they're going to filter more, which also means they're going to get dirtier quicker. So some people go, man, I don't use those MERV filters anymore because good grief, they just get dirty all the time. And literally it's like, well, if you say that out loud, it sounds pretty stupid because the whole point is for that thing to get dirty, right? So, and then also comes down to, do they have any type of allergies, asthma? Do any of those dust particles affect you, which they affect a lot of us? And, you know, a lot of people will go to Home Depot and they'll get the, you know, the MERV 11 or the MERV 12, and this one says allergens or whatever, but you really got to read the fine print because those are good for getting dust out of the air. But the stuff that actually affects our lungs, hardly any filtration, any regular filters actually will filter that out of the air. You really need some indoor air quality products like some electronic air cleaners to actually get the stuff that gets into your bloodstream or gets into your lungs. And so better filter, the better. Make sure it's not too restrictive. And if it's the better filter you put it in there, be ready to replace it more often because it's doing its job. It's going to get dirty quicker.
Gotcha. And one last question before we go, is Fix-It 24/7. Are you looking to hire any experienced technicians that might be looking for a new start?
Always. It's always right people. So, you know, we've got a bus, so to speak here. And so, you know, we do our best to get the right people on that bus, and right doesn't always mean most talented or best or whatever. It typically just means right. Like, are we going to fit? And so, you know, I would say if somebody's listening and interested in something like that, you know, we're looking for people that want to be part of a family. We're not looking for Lone Rangers. We're looking for people that want to be supported from a family here at the office, supported in the field. We want things done correctly. So if you're the type that goes out and likes to take shortcuts and just try to make money, you won't fit in. It won't last. We'll find out really fast. And, so that ethical moral line doesn't really have any bend to it. You know, if you're a liar, you're going to get fired. You know, if you shortcut everybody, we're going to let you go unless you want to develop. So we love to develop people. And so we're looking for HVAC techs. We're also looking for plumbing technicians as well. And still a few more people in the office. You know, summer's going to get really busy. So it's one of those deals where you get into your busy season and you never have enough. You know, every company, even if you have 500 employees, you needed 50 more, you know. So we're really scaling up, hiring four more technicians right now and two more plumbers. And so that's really the thing. It's do you want to be developed? Are you coachable? We look for chemistry, a good chemistry part of the team. Do you have good character and are you coachable? And it takes longer to find those people for the team. We go through a lot of interviews and, you know, it just doesn't, it, something's missing. And so it takes us longer to hire, but I would rather take longer to put the team together than put it together fast and have it frustrating for people or a fragile team, you know. So yeah, we'll take our time building that.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fix-It 24/7?
Yeah, you can go right to our website, fixmyhome247.com, That's fixmyhome247.com. Or you could always give us a call at 843-388-8888. 843-388-8888.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jared Dean with Fix It 24/7. Thanks so much, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. It was awesome.
And joining us now is Chip Tovey with Palmetto Exterminators. How you doing, Chip?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. Chip, take a moment and tell everyone about Palmetto Exterminators.
Well, Palmetto Exterminators is a family business that's been in business for 63 years, taking care of homes throughout the state of South Carolina. We actually have a location in North Carolina in the Charlotte market now as well. With that experience comes the expertise, tenured employees. If you're facing a challenge with insects in your home, whether it's pests or termites or mosquitoes, it's something that we've encountered before and something we specialize in helping you with.
Very good. Very good. Well, Chip, this time of year, summertime, what are some of the challenges that you're hearing from homeowners as far as pest control goes?
Well, now that we've actually got the summer here, I think a lot of us were wondering back in May and June where the hot weather was, but it's definitely arrived now. And with that is an increase in pest activity all across the board. One of the biggest challenges people are facing now that we hear a lot about is mosquitoes, because as we know, in this area, mosquitoes are terrible. And a lot of folks calling us with questions about, you know, what we can do to help prevent that problem for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what can Palmetto Exterminators help with as far as mosquito control?
Of course, we do have misting systems, but our bread and butter, what we really specialize in, are barrier treatments, where we're able to come around the exterior of the home, treat all the foliage, bushes, harborage areas where mosquitoes are going to be resting, kind of waiting on you to come outside. And we treat those areas to eliminate the adult population. And then we also find areas where we have standing water, whether it's a bird bath or something else. And we're actually able to do larvicide in those areas to stop that breeding process so you don't have another group of adults coming out trying to feed on you. So with that, we do that service March through November, and we're able to keep the population very well in check.
Mm. And mosquitoes, most people have some hedges around their house, and that's where mosquitoes like to hang out there in the shaded areas, right?
Absolutely. They love the shade. And where they're going to be resting is in those bushes on the underside of the leaves. So it's important to do a proper application to make sure that your treatment is getting those areas where the mosquitoes rest. And it actually is not just a one-shot deal. It leaves a residual behind. So if there's not a mosquito resting in that area right at the time of application, if one were to, let's say, mosey along about 30 minutes later or even the next day and get on the underside of that leaf, it would contact that material and it would eliminate it.
Mm-hmm. And Palmetto Exterminators can help with mosquito control with misting systems that are installed in your backyard, well as you folks do like fogging with in the bushes and so forth?
Absolutely. We do have misting systems that we can put on the property. And of course we run the lines and have the nozzles there in the mulch bed areas where mosquitoes are going to be resting. We've even gone as far as we've done neighborhood applications as well for certain communities where we have a unit on the back of the truck and almost do it like that old fashioned style that you see like in old shots and movies. But really our specialty is our barrier treatment. To get that material out where the mosquitoes rest, and we're targeting it in those areas, and it's very effective. But misting systems are an option if people are interested in it. We do offer both, and that's something we explain to folks when we go out on the property and review it.
Mm-hmm. What happens when Palmetto Exterminators comes out and treats for mosquitoes, all the bushes and stuff, and then we have one of our afternoon rainstorms?
Very good question. So that's where it comes in handy, that it leaves a residual material behind. Now, that type of product, not to get too technical, but what it does is it leaves a little micro-encapsulated piece of active ingredient behind. And because we're using the misting systems, are the backpack mister, I should say, it's almost like a fog in the bush when we're doing the application. So it treats all around the leaf, and it's able to affix itself on the underside of that leaf. So it can rain, and actually that material is sheltered by the bush itself. Mm. So that's why it's important to make sure you're using the proper equipment when you're doing the application.
What if you have neighbors on either side of you, and one neighbor has palmetto exterminators out, or in this case it would be palmetto mosquito control, your sister company, comes out and
can we scratch that? Because yep. We no longer have a sister company. We formed it into one.
Oh, gotcha. My bad. Yep.
Oh, no problem.
Edit. Okay. Let me start the question over. What happens if, hold on for 1 second. What happens when palmetto exterminators comes out and fogs the yard, but on either side of that house, those neighbors do not work with palmetto exterminators? Will the mosquitoes from the other properties migrate over to your property, or will the houses on either side benefit from the fact that that they had palmetto exterminators out to get rid of those mosquitoes?
Well, in a sense, I guess you could say there is some benefit to your neighbors. If you're doing the application on your property, you're lowering the overall mosquito population. As it pertains to the neighbors not having the service, but you have the service, are you going to get a lot of their mosquitoes coming over? Will you see maybe one or two mosquitoes in that kind of event? Yes. But again, leaving that barrier treatment or providing that barrier treatment and leaving that material behind on the underside of the leaves, when they come over and try and rest on your plants in your yard, they're contacting that material. And so it's going to kill them just the same as the mosquitoes that were originally on your property.
Mm, gotcha. And the treatments, whether it's the misting system or when you come out with the backpack fogger, how is it safe for kids and pets?
Absolutely. Now, obviously, we don't want people outside in the bush areas or outside while we're doing the application, but it's perfectly safe for pets. Just have them indoors when we come and do the treatment. And once the material dries, it's perfectly fine.
And does palmetto exterminators, if we have a lot of properties in the Charleston area that border on marshes and water and so forth, those are also prime breeding grounds for mosquitoes. But do the treatment itself, is it safe for the environment, for the waterways and so forth?
Well, it's certainly environmentally friendly, but there are certain areas where we're restricted from being able to use it. You never want to get any material anywhere near a body of water, whether it's a creek, stream, lake. And so when we confront those challenges, we do as much as we can from an eco-friendly perspective, and we're still able to get some control in those environments. But we do ask for people's patience when they are in an environment or situation where we can't get the material in contact with water or damage the environment in any way.
Mm, gotcha. Well, I wanted to ask you about a really important way of approaching getting rid of those unwanted pests in your house. Is it better for a homeowner to wait till they start to see a palmetto bug or some other creepy crawly? Or is it better to have palmetto exterminators out to prevent them from coming out to begin with at all?
Very good question. I'll say this. It's always easier to prevent an issue than sometimes solving the problem itself. We are dealing with a wild animal or an insect in this case that kind of does what it wants when it wants to do it. And if they get a foothold in your house, sometimes those issues can be present. And it takes you a little while to notice that you've got a problem, whether that's termites or a particular pest issue. When they start harboring inside your home, they're reproducing, they're making more offspring. And so by the point that you see something and it's an issue and you call someone to, hey, come help us, Palmetto. Well, by the time we get out there, it might take an application or two to get that issue under control. I'm not saying we can't control it. Obviously, we can. That's our specialty. But it's so much easier when you don't have 10,000 ants already in your house, yeah, or 500 roaches already hanging out in the attic or in the kitchen, depending on the type of roach. So we always recommend preventive treatment. We are in the South, and we are in an area with very high pest activity. And it's funny because a lot of the transplants that come down, they see one palmetto bug and they're surprised because where they moved from, there was nothing like that. And of course, they call us right away. But a lot of us locally that live in the South and have lived in the Southeast our entire lives, sometimes we might take things for granted and not realize, hey, this is something I should really prevent in my home because, if I do have an issue, boy, that's going to be a little bit of a headache getting rid of. And I don't want them in my pantry, or I don't want them, in my crawl space. And so that's what we're here for, is to help you prevent those issues before they become a problem.
Well, we all wish that we could live in a house that was maintenance free, but I don't know any house that is maintenance free. There's always something that is going to pop up. And, I agree with you 100%. What's the old expression? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, or something.
Absolutely.
Which I think means if you do a little bit up front, you won't have to pay a lot later. I think is the interpretation of that, at least from my point of view.
Yes, actually, very true. Whether it's in money or resources or in your time, some of it is we charge a fair rate for our services, and whether you have a problem or not, it's typically based on the size of your home. But we're thinking about the peace of mind to a homeowner, and nobody wants to experience a pest problem and you get something in your kitchen going on, and the process of getting rid of that is stressful for a homeowner. So we want to try and avoid that stress so you're not having to deal with it.
And we're almost out of time, but Palmetto Exterminators comes out and treats for insects and so forth. But then before the next treatment, they do notice some activity. Can they call Palmetto Exterminators? Have you folks come back out to do a retreatment?
Absolutely. That's part of our guarantee. We do provide a quarterly pest control service. If you have issues in between those quarterly visits that are of concern to you, you give us a call and we come out and take care of it for you.
Well, very good. Well, we've just scratched the surface with what Palmetto Exterminators can help a homeowner with. Next time I'd love to talk about termite treatments and prevention and so forth, which is a very important topic here in the Charleston area. But in the meantime, what's the best way for folks to get more information about Palmetto Exterminators?
Of course, they could go to our website, palmettoexterminators.net. They could give us a call. We'd be happy to come out and talk to them and take care of whatever they're facing.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chip Tovey with Palmetto Exterminators. Thanks so much, Chip.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.